the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, anyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in the household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what, I have sinned in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We are not born of fornication. You have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God. I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus gave one definition. When we sin, we are slave of sin. So no matter we, our father is Abraham or anybody, if we sin, we are sinners. But Jesus come to free us from slavery. Through his suffering, his prayer for us, we are free. But of course, we have to follow his footpath so that we can be free. Of course, through baptism, we are free from original sin. But still, we have a personal sin that we have to every day without contrition start again. Jesus notes it, that we are sinners, but has given us all the graces that we need to be a saint. So it's important to trust in his love and not sin again. 2 days ago, the gospel, the woman was accused to be stoned. And Jesus asked the people, "Anybody stoned you?" "No." "So I will not be a sinner, but do not sin again." So it's important, start again. Every day is a new day. By the way, today, the first reading of Daniel, the four gentlemen, the courage, and give the answer that many people saw the film, silence, and they were disturbed, their conscience. What shall we do? This courage comes from the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus told us once, do not worry about what we will say that moment. But that moment, you have the grace. The Holy Spirit will lead you what you are going to do. So many times, what will be if sometime if I were in his place, what will be? Don't worry. By that time, you have the sufficient grace to carry your own cross. Trust in God, especially trust in the Holy Spirit.